And here is the writer's almanac for Tuesday. It's the 13th of September, 2016. It's the birthday of the British novelist and playwright J.B. Priestley, born in Bradford, Yorkshire, 1894, fought in World War I, lost many of his friends, killed in combat, never wrote about the war, remained nostalgic for the pre-war years. He wrote more than 120 books, most notably the novels The Good Companions, Bright Day, and Lost Empires. J.B. Priestley, who said, "Most writers enjoy two periods of happiness, when a glorious idea comes to mind, and secondly, when a last page has been written and you haven't had time to know how much better it ought to be." It's the birthday of Sherwood Anderson, born Camden, Ohio, 1876, author of Winesburg, Ohio, about life in a small Midwestern town. It's the birthday of Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass, born in Rosine, Kentucky, 1911. He was the youngest of eight kids. His brothers claimed all the popular instruments, like fiddle and guitar, before he came along, so he took up the mandolin. His mother died when he was 10. His father died a few years after that. So Bill Monroe moved in with his uncle, Pendleton Vandiver, who played fiddle at dances in the area. Bill Monroe wrote a song about him. "Oh, the people would come from far away to dance all night to the break of day. When the caller would holler, 'Do-si-do,' they knew Uncle Penn was ready to go. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on the hill and above the town, Uncle Penn played the fiddle. Lord, how it rang. You could hear it talk. You could hear it sing." He formed a band, the Bluegrass Boys, 1938. Most of the greats of bluegrass played in it at one time or another. Don Reno, Mack Wiseman, Jimmy Martin, Carter Stanley, Vassar Clements, Pete Rowan, Chubby Wise, Byron Burline, Earl Scruggs, Lester Flatt, Del McCurry, Roland White, and Doug Green. And it's the birthday of the pianist and composer Clara Schumann, born Leipzig, Germany, 1819, married the composer Robert Schumann on the eve of her 21st birthday. She was already a very popular pianist of the time. Her concerts sold out. She was compared to Beethoven. She continued playing long after his death, played her last concert, 1891, at the age of 72. Here's a poem for today by Peter Maycock entitled "Flu Days." Shivering, you drag yourself as if gunshot to the living room, to the old movie channel, to a Bogart festival, your mind fogged over like the street on the screen, edging toward feverish sleep when Bogey snarls at Ida Lupino, "Of all the 14-carat saps." Hours later, when you wake, he's smacking Peter Lorre. "When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it." And as if cuffed, you black out, head pounding, and come to upon Ingrid Bergman. And you must remember this before fading again, then back to Bogey, hacked to death by Bedoya's machete. All that gold dust blown away with a whole bloody day, everything gone, gone black, as your living room windows, those previews of the big sleep." Flu Days by Peter Maycock from Mandatory Evacuation, published by Boa Editions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. And by TIAA, whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is committed to helping those who do good do well. Learn more at TIAA.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.